Farmers still hopeful for more trade with Cuba. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The Obama administration took a small chunk out of the wall of restrictions dealing with Cuba. The question is whether they'll pull the rest of the wall down. Jonna Miller has more.
The Obama administration has opened the door for a better relationship with Cuba by easing some travel and gift-giving restrictions. American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says he hopes that's just the first step.
The Treasury Department has required that cash in advance payments be made for shipments of agricultural products to Cuba. That's not normal. That's a restriction that makes the export of our agricultural products more difficult to Cuba.
Eliminating restrictions like that would make a huge difference in the amount of goods the U.S. would likely export to Cuba.
That would help us improve a market that right now stands at on an average $400 million worth of exports to what we believe could be $1 billion worth of agricultural exports to Cuba every year.
Stallman says freer trade with Cuba would not only be good for U.S. agriculture, it would also help the Cuban people because their government has a set budget for agricultural imports.
Instead of sourcing rice from Southeast Asia and incurring the transportation cost it takes to get all the way to Cuba, they could access rice from the Gulf Coast of the United States with much lower transportation costs, thus be able to buy more rice and have more food for the Cuban population for the same amount of money.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Now, Bob Stallman went on to say that opening up trade and travel completely to Cuba would provide the best opportunity for improving the democratic process in that country just 90 miles off the U.S. coast. Now, several State Farm Bureau delegations have traveled to Cuba in recent years to discuss ag trade with officials there. Ag leaders from Tennessee took a similar trade mission back in 2001. Now, since 2000, U.S. ag sales to Cuba have been on average at about $400 million a year, mainly for U.S. poultry, wheat, soybeans, rice, and dairy. Have a safe day. Join us Monday on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.